So tell me why you're dressed like this and what do you hope to accomplish today?
Just try to let the Republicans know that the working people are here, the blue-collar people are here, and we want to work for a wage that, just read my cup,
a living wage
and not for minimum wage. And that's where we stand. We just want to get it through to them that right now our views are the same as the president has right now, because he is working to give a living wage to everybody. We don't believe that the Republican Party is in that same view to give a living wage to each and everybody that works in this country.
Has your wage stagnated or has it not increased in recent years? What has your wage been?
It has more or less stopped. We have state employees that haven't had a raise in 6 years. And we've got school employees that when they do get a raise, it's so minimum, they don't need to keep up with the cost of living. So our wages actually go down every year. We got a 3% pay cut. When our governor decided to take away our pension by making us pay in 3%, that cut our pay 3%.
You're a state employee. Tell me what you do.
I actually work for a school board, and I'm a carpenter. I work for the in-house construction division of the school board that I work for in Polk County.
When you heard about this march, I mean, how'd you feel? Do any of your friends come with you too?
Yes, I've got one member with me, and I've got a couple of them that were wanting to come, but for personal reasons they couldn't make it today. If it would have been tomorrow, I'd had more people here.
Do you think your message is going to get across to the people who need to hear it? I mean, you're separated by practically barbed wire and barricades between here and the people in the convention hall. Do you think it's going to reverberate over there?
I sure hope it does, because if it don't, this country is going to be because even if Obama does win the presidential race, we still got the House and we still got the Senate that we need to make sure, because the country can't move along at a stagnated pace. And I believe if we go with the Republican Party, we're going to back up.
That being that, you have a Democrat in the White House, democratically controlled Senate, yet the stagnation you're talking about is still occurring. You're blaming the Republicans for that when the Democrats really control half of the process.
Well, I'm not actually blaming the Republicans. I'm just saying that they put up roadblocks every time the Democratic Party and our president tries to move forward. They put up a roadblock to where stuff takes a long time to get through. And the longer it takes, the longer it's going to take to recover.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yes, I have marched one time before.
Thank you very much, Larry.
You're welcome.